All right, CJ Stroud was on the Pat McAfee show and had a lot to talk about there. But he was asked about how the crowds work. Now, I think this is very truthful and I think very honest, at least for the two home games I've been to. The third one, less. Sunday's game sounded loud, especially there in the third and fourth quarter where the crowd needed to create some energy and make itself heard. We heard NRG really picking it up, especially after that field goal went through. But this was CJ talking about the crowds at NRG this year.
How's the crowds been? Crowd's been insane?
Yeah, it's been cool. Last game was like a playoff game. It was pretty nice. And, you know, it's 12 o'clock game is a little different in Houston just because, you know, there's a lot to do out here. So we really don't get nobody until like first quarter. But the people who come early, thank you. Appreciate it. But it's all love, though. Like, it's been loud, though. It's been really loud. Like, the Bears game was amazing for like a playoff game. Last game felt like a playoff game. So, you know, it's on the uprise.
Yeah, there's a lot to do down there in Houston. That's why what you were able to do as a rookie down there without being distracted is insane.
Has it felt and I'm it's felt different to me. Listen, it's hard for me to accept the start of these games, but you know, and whatever, it sounds like CJ's has just accepted these noon games that as he said, people won't come really fouling in there till about the mid first quarter. But it has felt different for me in my time here, but you all have been to games and been there when it was in its heyday. I can remember a lot of people talking about how loud it was for some of the playoff games at NRG back in the day. Has this reached the point of where it was that it was in its latter there for a playoff game against Buffalo, where I'm sure it had to be really, really crazy that year? It was back. Have you felt like the crowd has gotten to that point?
Well, I can't speak to like the inaugural year when I was actually on the, I guess I probably could, this one game I could speak to. I was on the Cowboys team that there in that first game. But I don't recall that game getting that loud. I wasn't in the stands. I was probably watching the cheerleaders or something, to be completely honest with you. So, I don't know. I think there were, to me, some of the louder moments, J.J. Watt could really turn the crowd up. J.J. Watt could really get this crowd on their feet and loud as hell.
Tyler with a hard point.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's exactly where my mind went. Like, in my past experiences, the crowd here lately at NRG has been getting better. It's improving. And I think we all see that.
So it's not, but it's not to that level of the...
It is not to levels that I've witnessed at NRG during those like peak Watt years, those MVP type years.
The Sunday night game was the best I've seen. The Bears Sunday night game, week two, that was the best I've seen.
To me, it's not even been close to some of the J.J. Watt stuff that I witnessed. Now, I can't speak to the Wade Smith, Kubiak, Arian Foster. I can't speak to those days. I'm sure it was wild as hell then. I just know that J.J. Watt, the individual, could turn this thing up. That whole, anytime that song was in a critical moment in the game, defense on the field, and that turned down for what came on, and that was the loudest. I personally have heard it at times, multiple times with that. I do wonder, though, Ron, I know we've talked about this multiple times.
Come on, J.J.
Like, And I don't know why it's different, because you watch a Green Bay game and it doesn't happen. You watch a Kansas City game and it typically doesn't happen. You know, I wonder if these ticketing services have made it impossible ultimately for fans to do what like Green Bay and Kansas City do.
What do you mean? What did they?
Like, I wonder if these tickets have been purchased and bought up by these services, and that there's like there's no way. I mean, there's Buffalo Bills fans were loud as hell Sunday.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. If you look, it wasn't just like in one section. It was. They were scattered throughout.
That's been the noticeable part for me. The biggest noticeable part of all this has been 8 years ago or so, I do not remember ever seeing as many visiting fans. Like, even in the really, really bad years that we don't ever want to remember of the Deshaun Watson and everything we went through with that, where the stands were just empty, that's one thing. But the vast amounts of visiting fans coming into NRG, I don't remember ever seeing
any. I wonder how that because, I mean, you can't tell me that game Sunday in the primetime game. Like, you can't tell me that people that have those tickets aren't going, yeah, I'm going to roll this
game.
Because
the Bears fans were there. The Bears fans were there.
Yes.
Tyler, was it like that in Minneapolis? Did you get a feel?
Oh, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were a fair share of Texans fans.
I know you did. Larry did.
Yeah.
But it was nothing like you see here at
no, it
at
wasn't.
NRG.
It wasn't like the Charlotte? Pockets of just giant amounts of those fans together. It wasn't like that.
Like that in Charlotte, or was it Panther? I mean, Charlotte's not
a little more in visitor. Charlotte. I remember seeing some bigger groups of red around the stands in Charlotte.
I was gonna say when you brought up Kansas City and Green Bay, those aren't really like one thing that that Houston has. That's like L.A. In a spot like that is that's a when people look at their schedules, they say, oh, I want to go to Houston because it's a cool spot to go.
Yeah.
Good like a little vacation spot. But that's what I'm like. But you brought up Green Bay and Kansas City. But I think when people look at their schedules now and if Green Bay and Kansas City are on their schedules, those are places that people are going to try to get to because of Patrick Mahomes.
If I were going to, with or without Pat, though, if I were going to an away game, like coming up, obviously the Lambeau Field is Lambeau Field, but like Arrowhead was always the loudest, one of the most passionate fan base. Like they would be in my top three, with or without Pat. That would be now. I don't want to go watch a pissy team play, but I mean they would be in my top three just because the football atmosphere is. At least from a distance, has always been the reputation is it's second to none. So the experience in Arrowhead has always been a top three. I just don't when I watched that game last night. Like I didn't. I mean, it's solid, KC. I mean, everybody's in that red.
Yeah, my in-law said there are a lot of Saints fans flying. They flew back to Kansas City over the week. So there's a lot of Saints fans, but. Now you don't see them on TV.
You don't see them or hear them. Doesn't seem like anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. It is interesting. All right, your old coach Tricky. Olin. Coach Tricky. Olin calls in and I believe you had some thoughts on my thought. Coach, I just don't see that there are very many good great football teams like we've seen in the past years. And I think to me, I think we have to judge the Texans a little bit differently. With that.
Okay, before we get into that, let me just say, when Clint said he was probably looking at the cheerleaders, we had to redirect him several times in high school. Hey, try to keep your attention on the game. So that's always been an issue. And as far as Tyler,
like coach.
I mean, we compared notes. Have you seen this one? Oh, wow. But the thing, you know what, Ron, I agree. But here's a thing that I would like to suggest. In high school, we have two scrimmages. That's plenty. You don't need all the things that we're doing. That becomes money. Then the other thing, like Clint said, these guys don't hit. You know, so there's going to be all these injuries because they're not used to that. And those guys are tremendous athletes. On every single team, those are good athletes. I'm amazed at the speed. And that's the thing when you talk about speed. There are some teams that have more. But, I mean, my gosh, those guys can run. And they will hit. They are unbelievable. And now I talked to Clint about his grade he gave the other day. A C+. I said, you got to be kidding me.